Well, recently crowned 2014 Australian Poetry Champion, Zohab Z. Khan, is a poet in residence at Xavier High School this week. 26 years of age, he describes himself as a nomadic spoken word poet. He's originally from Wagga and he's the founding director of Z Poetics, an organisation that aims to inspire a new generation of poets through performance-based workshops. He's with us now. Zohab, good morning.
Good morning, Gay.
Poetry Slam Champion. How do you get that title?
I don't know. I entered a raffle and just happened to be my prize. No, I'm kidding.
Because you haven't just got that title the first time. It's now the second time you've been crowned the Australian Poetry Slam Champion.
No, this is the first time.
This is the first time?
Yeah, I got the state champion a couple of years ago.
And now you're the Australian champion.
Now I got the Australian champion nationals. Essentially, I think this year about 1,000 people entered.
Wow.
And a few people from each state. And essentially what happened was, allow me to wake up just a little bit.
Okay? Yeah, it's okay. Just,
Okay.
Shake it off. You're good to go. Yeah.
All right.
It's early.
It is. Okay. People from each state entered the competition. There's regional heats. From the regional heats, they go to state finals. From the state finals, the national final this year was in the Sydney Opera House.
Wow.
And I think it was about 18 people, two from each state. We slammed against each other 2 minutes each, and the high score won. Let's put it that way.
What is Poetry Slam? Because I know it's about, free, fast and falling. Yep. And coming out with creative little quirky phrases and whatever it is that you're feeling at the time. But how do you do it in a competition?
That's a good question. Poetry Slam, spoken word poetry is designed to be heard opposed to be read, opposed to traditional poetry. So you've got 2 minutes to pour your absolute soul out there. What you feel about a certain issue or how you feel about life or whatever might be passionate in your life at that particular instance. And you've got 2 minutes to use all the similes and metaphors and rhyme and rhythm and alliteration that you can. And if you can win the crowd over, you just happen to be the winner that day.
So what did you win the crowd over with?
There was two rounds. And would you like to hear one of the poems?
That'd be fantastic.
Okay. We'll keep it light because it's still early. We don't want to put anyone in a overly political mood at the moment. So let's go with this. I write. I write not to fight but to love. I write not to fight but to love. I write not to fight but to bring light to darkness. I write not to fight but to bring sight to blindness. I write to inspire an internal fire in those who desire to fly higher, for my feet were never designed for the ground. I prefer to walk on the clouds. My footsteps make not a sound, and I can twirl like a mystic insouciant dervish around and around, around and around. I write to tell those who pose not to pose because you can't pose when you write prose poetry. Your mind set it free and fall hopelessly in love with the love of poetry. But to some it seems that the only rhyme schemes be AABB and ABAB and ABBA, but that's just not my way. It's just that I prefer ABHNA and ABTZK and A dollar sign question mark 7 exclamation point hash star foicle sign plus sign 666 open bracket close bracket XXX smiley face percentage 7 LMNOP 7 QWERTY 7 AABBA. That's why I prefer not to confine my mind to pre-written lines. I prefer to set free my mind in a place where elastic lines intertwine with mystic rhymes. In these sadistic times, it's hard to find oneself. Materialistic objects should not define oneself. That's why I write. I write not to fight, but to love. I write not to fight, but to love.
Oh, when did poetry become cool? It was never cool when I was at school.
It was always cool, Gay.
Oh, it's never been out, okay. I bet you have those Year 9 students at Xavier High School enthralled, because if you can engage with young kids, if you can get to their level and you can share an inspirational piece of poetry or you can share whatever's on your mind in a way that you've just shared with us then that's half the battle, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's getting that connection between young adults and allowing them to have a safe space to say what they want to say, express themselves. And I'm very lucky to have these opportunities to come down to places like Xavier College, courtesy of the Red Room Company, the company that I work for at the moment, to provide them with this opportunity to say what they want to say. I honestly believe that this is an integral time in their development. They're young adults, they're 14, 15, 16 years old. All these changes are occurring. They're not sure how to handle it. And through poetry, you get the skills. You get the things that you can do to handle this a lot better. So poetry is just a back burner to self-development and allowing them to understand themselves a little bit better.
And the Red Room Company is a not-for-profit literary organisation that is hopefully inspiring young people right throughout Australia. The whole idea of being able to express yourself is something in this day and age is quite difficult because a lot of us rely on SMS when we're sending messages. We no longer have formal written words on letters. I mean, how often have you sat down and written a letter in the last week, month or year? Not very. And so sometimes the art is lost. But if you can encourage those younger kids coming through to continue to express themselves, either in a short poem or long form or just, you know, a two-minute poetry slam, then what a wonderful place it would be.
I totally agree. You know,
are the boys just as enthusiastic about it as the girls?
If not more so. They're because you've provided to them in a different format. It's like this is, you push the hip-hop aspect or you say this is, your piece of paper is your blank canvas. You're no different to Picasso or Rembrandt, and you've got a pen that is your paintbrush for today. It's art. It's not necessarily English anymore, and they're more than happy to be curating art. And just with the girls, they're more than happy to be expressing themselves and getting all these little scoops out of their souls and onto a piece of paper. It's one of the most rewarding aspects of my job.
And what are some of the things that they're sharing? What are the topics of contention or interest or just flippant little things that they want to be able to express to you?
You would be surprised how many times One Direction and Justin Bieber come up. But other than that, serious issues as well. Absolute serious issues that people are dealing with, that young people are always going through. You know, they've been going through since day one, and these issues are just happening to be changing with our times, with social media. There's new types of bullying, there's self-image issues, and these are the things that come up in the poetry. But there's also plenty of positive things. You'd be surprised how many times people are talking about their family and how much they love them, and to be reminded of themselves. You're reminding yourself of how important your family is. That's one of the most valuable things you can do.
Zohab, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Gay. It's been a pleasure.
And enjoy the rest of the week here on the border, and we hope to see you again soon.
Will do. Thank you, Gay.
Cheers.